This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Supreme Court Justice Kamala, the wild buzz that President Biden may nominate his VP to the Supreme Court.
Is there any scenario in which the president would select his Vice President Kamala Harris for the Supreme Court?
And are President Biden's top aides terrified he may catch COVID?
Very focused on trying to keep him in some sort of bubble.
And did the monkeys make her sick?
The truck carrying 100 research monkeys flips over.
Wait till you see what happened to the woman who stopped to help.
Then,
I can't believe I'm seeing this.
The famous actor caught smack in the middle of the shoplifting epidemic.
My man just went Christmas shopping in January.
Plus,
hi-ho,
Snow White and the Seven, what? Controversy over the Disney remake. What will they call it?
Is it wrong to remake this?
Then, she was expecting this mountain view on her vacation. Instead, she got this.
Are you typically gullible?
And the young woman who donated her kidney to her boyfriend. She says he dumped her 10 months later.
I was really shocked, felt really betrayed.
Plus, the elderly delivery man. How video of him struggling to deliver food is changing his life. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Big news out of Washington today. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is said to be retiring after serving more than two decades on the nation's high court. His retirement gives President Biden his first opportunity to name a new justice. So who will it be? Some pundits are wondering if Vice President Kamala Harris might be in the running.
Could Kamala Harris be the next justice of the U.S. Supreme Court? Speculation is running rampant today as President Biden mulls his choice to replace Justice Breyer. Biden has pledged to nominate a black woman to the nation's top bench, and putting his veep forward could clear the way for a new running mate in 2024.
I love you. You always have my back.
Despite the public love fest, reports say that Biden is not happy with Harris. Her approval rating is as low as his, around 40%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the possibility today.
Is there any scenario in which the president would select his Vice President Kamala Harris for the Supreme Court?
I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists.
If the president does pick his VP, it will set up a wild confirmation vote.
We've got a 50-50 Senate. The vice president is the only person who can break a tie. So if in this wild world where she is the nominee and there's a 50-50 Senate, there's a chance, I suppose, in theory anyway, that she would have to break the tie in her own confirmation.
The news about the upcoming change on the Supreme Court comes as a report claims the president is eager to get out and travel around the country. But White House staffers are saying no, that the risk of COVID is still too high.
A rare outing for President Biden on the streets of our nation's capital, chatting with voters, enjoying an ice cream cone. He's been holed up in the White House except for a few trips home to Delaware, and now we know why. His staff has kept him in a COVID-safe bubble. They're reportedly terrified of him catching COVID. Politico's Alex Thompson broke the story.
They could see the right wing sort of saying, see, we told you this vaccine-only approach is not working. That will further undermine Biden's vaccine program. Also, he's 79 years old. He could get really, really sick. He could be basically sort of out of it for, you know, a week or more.
Fox News pounced on the report.
He has shut himself in the White House in a posture of fear. And what a metaphor for his presidency. We fear Russia. We fear China. We fear COVID.
The White House is pushing back today. We navigate and consider appropriate COVID protocols for all activities. COVID has not prevented travel from happening. And Robin Roberts was back on GMA today after a two-week absence due to COVID. She co-hosted the show remotely from her home in Connecticut.
You know, I strive to be a positive person. I have never been more thankful to be negative, to test negative.
Meanwhile, two entertainment giants are going head-to-head over COVID vaccines. Rock legend Neil Young is taking on vaccine skeptic Joe Rogan, the most popular podcaster in the world, threatening to pull his music from the streaming service Spotify.
Young laying down an ultimatum, telling Spotify they've got to choose between his music or vaccine-denying podcast host Joe Rogan.
They can have Rogan or Young, the rocker tweeted, not both.
And today, Spotify began removing Neil Young's music, saying it regrets the singer's decision and hopes to welcome him back soon. It was a real mess on the highway after that truck carrying monkeys bound for a research lab crashed. And now it's a real mess for one lady who tried to help. She's got an eye infection and she's taking rabies shots. We spoke with her about what happened.
The breaking news was one of a kind. A truck transporting 100 monkeys to a CDC research lab crashing on the interstate highway.
Police in rural Pennsylvania are asking residents to look out for monkeys on the loose.
It even caught the attention of the late night comics.
The impending disaster we all worried about this weekend has been resolved because all monkeys have been accounted for after a truck with 100 monkeys crashed.
But this good Samaritan, Michelle Fallon, doesn't think it's funny. She came across the scene and did what she could to help out, and now she really regrets it.
I get my face and I put it right up to the crate because it had like chicken coop wire covering, going around it. And at that point, this monkey pops up and just hisses at me.
The result was this, a possible case of conjunctivitis, commonly known as pink eye. The 100 macaque monkeys came from the African island nation of Mauritius. They were flown to JFK Airport in New York and were on the way to a CDC quarantine facility when the truck collided with another vehicle, sending all those monkey crates spilling out. Michelle tells me she actually had an open cut at the time the monkey hissed in her face. She went to her doctor afterwards and is now being treated with rabies vaccine and antivirals as a precaution. Some are comparing what happened to the 1995 Dustin Hoffman movie Outbreak, in which a monkey smuggled into the U.S. threatens to lead to a pandemic.
One of them has got it, then 10 of them have got it.
What is your reaction to all of these conspiracy theories that are out there about these monkeys?
It's just like this stuff is getting crazy and ridiculous.
According to the CDC, the three monkeys that escaped were humanely euthanized. The rash of shoplifting around the country shows no signs of abating. A well-known actor says he was right there when a man helped himself to the drugstore shelves and then waltzed out without even paying. Stephen Fabian has details.
An alleged shoplifter fills his bags with loot, then strolls out right past the security guard, who does nothing.
I can't believe I'm seeing this.
The guy behind the camera is actor Michael Rapaport, best known for his recurring role as Phoebe's detective boyfriend on Friends.
Oh, that's great.
Earlier this month, Rapaport guest hosted the Wendy Williams show. He was so incensed, he followed the guy out of the store, giving a running commentary.
Yo, this guy just filled his two bags up with everything in Rite Aid right here. 80th and 1st Avenue is walking down the street like is Gucci. Look at me in my face like, what's good? I was watching him the whole time. My man just went Christmas shopping in January.
He sent the video to the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams. It's the latest shocking example of the epidemic of alleged shoplifting going on unchecked. It happened here at this Rite Aid pharmacy on Manhattan's Upper East Side. 63 Rite Aid pharmacies across America, including this one, are closing next month, in part because of a rash of thefts. Many of the shelves are already just about empty.
I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Rite Aid said in a statement they're grateful no one was hurt, and they say they've launched a full investigation. Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage is incensed, letting the Disney company have it, voicing his concern that the new live-action remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs may fall into negative stereotypes of little people.
Disney's decision to remake the 1930s classic Snow White is coming under fire. Actor Peter Dinklage, known for his Emmy-winning role on Game of Thrones, calls it a backward step for little people on Mark Maron's podcast.
You're still making that backward story of seven dwarves living in a cave. What the are you doing, man?
West Side Story breakout star Rachel Zegler is cast as Snow White in the live-action remake.
They're very proud to cast a Latino actress as Snow White, but you're still telling the story of Snow White. Seven Dwarfs. It makes no sense to me.
I spoke with comedian Brad Williams.
We don't all hang out in a cabin together. We don't all have nicknames that have to do with emotions. We're not all miners. I've never carried a pickaxe to work, and I've lived in some harsh neighborhoods.
The original movie from 1937 is a Disney classic, famed for its artistry and classic music like Hi Ho,
Hi Ho, Hi Ho, it's home to work we go,
and Whistle While You Were.
Just whistle while you were.
Disney says to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community.
If the film were reimagined in a way that you found proper, would you participate in it?
Heck yeah! Maybe if they want to reimagine Dopey as a stand-up comedian, sounds great. I'll do that.
And it was a beautiful TikTok video of snow-covered mountains, so amazing that a woman traveled far out of her way to see them. She thought the pastoral scene was shot in Gastonia, North Carolina. Well, she was way off. Les Trent explains.
It's breathtaking TikTok video that sure does look like the Swiss Alps. The caption gives the location. It's right here in the good old USA, Gastonia, North Carolina.
I got so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this place exists. Because
Olivia Garcia was on a road trip in North Carolina with her husband and mother-in-law when she saw the video on social media. She convinced everyone to drive an hour out of the way in search of that stunning scenery. Only one problem.
The video was 100% a joke. That's what it was intended for.
Zach Cassie made the video as a gag. Surprise, surprise, those snow-capped mountains aren't really in Gastonia, North Carolina. They are from a small town in Switzerland. When Olivia finally reached Gastonia, there were no mountains, just flat terrain and gas stations. A pleasant enough place, but let's face it, the Swiss Alps, it's not.
Did you get a good laugh at that point, or were you horrified?
And so we all just like laughed at the whole situation. I thought it was so funny that I fell for this whole Gastonia trip.
Are you typically gullible?
I'm not gullible, but I just don't always do my due diligence and research.
I feel a little bad since she went, but I can't say blame is entirely on me. As she said, she didn't really look it up.
Along with Ms. Garcia, 5.7 million people have watched that Gastonia video. You know, there's a certain point in everybody's life when they ought to be able to just sit back and enjoy the fruits of their labors. And this elderly gentleman is certainly at that point. But when this video of him struggling as a food delivery person was seen, well, it changed his life.
A Ring camera captures an elderly gentleman struggling as he makes a DoorDash delivery.
It honestly, it made me super sad. I knew if that was my grandpa, I wouldn't want to see him working.
21-year-old Annabelle Stevens posted the video on social media and says she never expected the response. That's sad that someone his age has to work at all, goes one comment. I hope this old man is just working because he wants to stay active and have something to do. We need to do better for our elderly. This broke my heart. Annabelle says she felt so sorry for the guy, she gave him a generous $30 tip on a $21 order. But that was only the beginning.
So that's kind of why I started the GoFundMe also. Just because I wanted I wanted to help him. It started out very, very slow, but then once the word got out, it just, like, skyrocketed.
As of today, Annabelle has raised more than $74,000 for him. Last night, they even had dinner together, where he thanked her. So, what do we know about the guy? His name is Kerry Judd. He's 71 and actually works two jobs in Idaho. In addition to making DoorDash food deliveries, he's a security guard. We've seen it before. Remember this elderly gent? He struggled to make a delivery for Walmart in Utah and needed the wall for support. The Navy vet had recently suffered a stroke. He also needed a new roof. The homeowner organized a community fundraiser.
He got enough to fix his roof and retire.
As for Kerry Judd, he's also finding the generosity of Americans is changing his life.
Super, super sweet man.
Well, this story gives me chills. We'll be back with more right after this.
Next, the young woman who donated her kidney to her boyfriend. She says he dumped her 10 months later.
I was really shocked, felt really betrayed.
And snake bandit or slithering idiot? Plus, party animal.
What did you do?
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This guy's being called the snake burglar because of the way he wiggled on the floor to avoid setting off the alarm at a gold exchange business. This is in Riverside, California. Police say he slithered away with $50,000 worth of silver. When you fall in love, you give your heart to that person. Well, this young woman gave her boyfriend her kidney. Then she says he dumped her.
This brave young woman came to the rescue of her boyfriend, donating her precious kidney.
So what happened next? She says he dumped her.
Colleen Lee's boyfriend suffered from chronic kidney disease. As luck would have it, she turned out to be a match.
Surprised him, and he sounded really grateful and happy and just couldn't believe it that he's finally getting a kidney.
30-year-old Colleen documented her hospital stay on social media.
The transplant surgery went off without a hitch, and Colleen felt really good about her sacrifice because she knew she probably saved her boyfriend's life. But 10 months later, he broke the news to her that he wasn't in love with her anymore and broke it off.
I was really shocked. Felt really betrayed. I thought we would have a long future together.
Social media is in a state of fury. Take it back. He doesn't deserve you, goes this comment. He is a special kind of evil, wrote another. Some remarks were critical of Colleen. Why did you do that? He's a boyfriend at the time, not a husband.
Do you have any regrets, Colleen?
100% don't regret it, because giving someone an opportunity at a second chance in life is something I will never take back.
Right now, 93,000 people are on the kidney transplant list. The average wait time for an organ transplant in America is between 3 and 5 years. When we come back, meet a real party animal.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a playful pooch.
He's a real party animal. This rescue dog threw quite the rager when the staff went home for the night. He escaped from his kennel and played with all the toys. In the morning when the lights came on, the jig is up. What a mess.
Let's go find who did it.
So, who's the culprit?
It was Gilligan. Gilly Willy, what did you do?
I just saw Gilligan running around all proud. He knew what he did, and he was happy about it.
When the humans were away, this dog definitely played.
And winter weather can wreak havoc on your skin. Victoria Racanio with some tips.
With the winter season comes blah, dry skin. How do we fix that?
First off, avoid washing your face and showering with hot water. It may feel great, but the hot water can actually strip our skin's natural oils. Another tip is hydrate from the inside out. Drinking water in the winter is just as important than in the summertime.
For more tips, we teamed up with Rock Skincare and its dermatologist, Dr. Sheila Farhang.
I also tell my patients that a great way to care for winter skin is to use hyaluronic acid, which helps you look years younger. This gel-like water-pulling molecule is extremely hydrating and capable of pulling in moisture and plumping. I love to recommend Rock's new Hydrate and Plump Serum Capsules. Each capsule contains the perfect dose, bringing moisture from deep within the skin up to the surface for maximum plumping power. This product works. In a clinical study on 34 women, 100% had visibly plumper skin in one night and visibly reduced lines in just 1 week. It's also extremely affordable. You can find it at Walmart for less than $25.
When we come back, who's at the door? Finally today, what a welcome.
These kids are jumping for joy. Daddy's home. Now that's a greeting.
And that's what happy looks like. And we're happy you joined us. That's Inside Edition. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.